Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, fishing, or camping? Well, each October, Oklahoma land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. On Tuesday, October 10th, auctions are in Woodward at 10 a.m. at the Woodward Event Center. That's Woodward, Dewey, Ellis, and Harper, major in Woods Counties. And Wednesday, October 11th, auctions are in Enid at 10 a.m. at the Garfield County Fairgrounds. That's for Alfalfa, Blaine, Garfield, Grant, Kay, and Kingfisher counties. Auctions continue next week on Monday, October 16th at Lawton, Tuesday, October 17th in Elk City, Wednesday, October 18th in Stillwater, and school land auctions end on Thursday, October 19th in Shawnee. For more information, visit www.clo.ok.gov or call 1-888-35-LANDS. Ag lease auctions are a great opportunity for grazing, farming, or fishing, and the money benefits Oklahoma education.
Well, a great crowd on hand, full of fantastic speakers at this year's 2023 Rural Economic Outlook Conference. One of the great speakers was Bart Fisher from Texas A&M, who's talking, of course, what everybody's talking about, the next farm bill. With everything going on in Washington, D.C. at the moment, Fisher said it's kind of hard to predict which direction things will go.
I don't honestly know that anyone really knows which direction we're headed because there's just so much going on in Washington right now. On the outside looking in, now that I'm no longer living there, the entire thing looks like it's out of control at the moment. And so I don't think anyone, if they're being honest, no one knows exactly where all of this is heading. But I do think there are several, key indicators that, that we can be, looking out for. One of those is that you have Senator Stabenow. She's announced that she's going to retire and not run for reelection. And so this will be her last farm bill. She's the chairwoman of the Senate, Ag Committee, certainly a Democrat, given Democrats are in charge of the Senate. And so I think she's got interest in getting this farm bill done. And so I do think that helps in terms of, nudging things along. Over on the House side, though, much different picture, right? I mean, we don't even have a speaker at this point in time. And so, it's not clear at all about how things are going to unfold there. And frankly, earlier today, the conference was meeting, still trying to sort out who the nominee might be that they would take to the floor. One thing I told the audience here today too, though, is that, DC has a way of working these things out, and democracy is very messy and the process is messy, and our founders intended it to be hard to get things through Congress. And so I don't know that they ever intended this, this magnitude of dysfunction, but it was intended to be difficult, right? And getting things through, but yet we find a way to get it done, right?
To hear the complete conversation between Ron Hayes and Bart Fisher, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the combination of high interest rates and a strong U.S. dollar is beginning to take a disproportionate toll on rural industries like agriculture, forest products, mining, and manufacturing. Most international transactions are still conducted in dollars, and a strong dollar makes U.S. exports more expensive and imports cheaper. That disproportionately hurts the backbone of the rural economy. That's according to a new quarterly report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange. While the U.S. economy is outperforming expectations, the rest of the world, Europe and China in particular, have fallen short. As a result of the U.S. economic position relative to other countries, the dollar's gotten much stronger than previously anticipated. The expectation that interest rates will remain high for the foreseeable future has also contributed to the strengthening dollar. Fertilizer prices continued to weaken in the third quarter. Anhydrous ammonia fell 30%. Prices for natural gas used as both feedstock and production input dropped by about 7%. The fall fertilizer application season should be reasonably normal for regions that are seeing orderly harvest. While the outlook for 24 and 25 planting season is cloudy, less fertilizer usage is expected as acres shift from corn to soybeans. You've got farm news on Ron.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.